Or is it like, ah, watch your face, jizz?
Welcome back to
SDFU.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
We've been doing it for how many fucking episodes? 28 episodes.
Is it 28 or is it 30?
29-ish.
It's 29. Next episode, so. We're 30.
Holy shit, we're old next episode.
We
dude.
Are episode. I hope this is... We are old.
We're old. We are old AF next episode.
We are old AF.
V-A-F.
V-A-F. Very...
As fuck.
That doesn't work.
I think it works.
We are the old AF.
That works less.
No. Shut very old as fuck.
You're not going to say it? I'm going to say it. Shut the fuck up.
Shit.
The show where... Hi. That was so random. Why do you just say hi in the middle of my fucking bit? Why would you do that?
How are
There's
you?
There's no reason to do that.
How's it going?
What an asshole. This is the show where we talk shit, read news stories. Hi. And keep it. There was no reason to do that. Why did you just randomly say hi?
I am so anxious right
so
now.
Weird. Why are you so nervous?
I don't know.
You're in my presence.
Right
it
now,
you
no,
nervous.
Because you made me fuck up. And
I made you fuck up. It's always the guy's fault, folks.
I'm crying.
Always the guy's fault.
The show where we
hi.
Talk news.
No, what do you announce? I just did that. You are fucking terrible. You are terrible. You're terrible. This show went complete shit now. Thanks. You ruined it. You're ruined. It is ruined.
My abs hurt.
It is ruined.
Hi.
Hi. Is that what you... is that what you do? You want to be a radio personality and that's the best you can come up with?
I'm
well,
literally
please welcome Charlie to the show.
I'm crying. I'm so
hi. Fantastic.
Oh, my ass.
Fantastic podcasting audio, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Let's just start the fucking show because you've ruined it. At this point, this is an abortion, okay? So just, you've aborted the show. Just so go ahead. Go ahead. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. What do you want to talk about? Fuck it. Worst intro ever.
I think it's the best. We have a sponsor. We have a presenting sponsor.
Get out of here.
This show is absolutely and totally brought to you by Glue Pants.
Glue Pants. Have your pants ripped? I always have pants that rip. It sucks. When you're bending over to pick up a quarter...
Oh my
tearing
god.
Tearing a fucking massive hole, right?
It happens all the time.
So, these new pants, they're it's on a Kickstarter right now, and they're looking for some help. We need to get this funded.
Oh my goodness.
Glue pants.
What do these pants do?
The second these pants rip, they automatically have a glue patch to come out, and you just stitch your butt right back up.
Oh my god, they look so comfortable.
Well, not only look so comfortable, but they also... self-repair after a rip.
Wow.
There's glue that will be released the second the rip happens. They use the same technology that they use in the Goodyear car tires. when you pop that fucking tire, that silicone shit comes out. Same thing, but with glue. It's
hot
glue.
Oh my god, no more embarrassing moments.
Absolutely. The only thing is you have to have two AA batteries plugged in at all times to keep the glue warm. If you don't have them, then the glue fucking hardens and it looks like you have a boner.
That's okay.
But
it's perfectly fine.
As long as you have the AA batteries, you're all set. So here's how it works. The technology works. You tear the pants. The glue activates immediately, finds that area of fucking leakage, fills up, and then tightens your butt cheeks, and then closes the gap.
Wow.
Glue Pants, Kickstarter now. Use the referral code STFU and get 20% off your first order.
Wow.
Glue Pants.
GluePants.com.
.org.
.org.
They're a non-profit.
They're a non-profit?
Yeah.
No more embarrassing stories at your prom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just glue that shut. Glue that shit shut.
That's lovely. I need those pants.
I own those pants.
You, of course, with the referral code, they must be the best pants ever.
Absolutely.
So what's up, man?
you know, doing stuff. You know,
yeah.
You know, stuff. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. Okay.
Batman is officially out of the picture.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Batman. See ya. Hold on. Did you fire off the bat signal and he didn't show up? Is that what happened?
No, he showed up way too much.
So he, hold on.
Oh, you're going to try to guess now? You're never going to guess.
So he went from being like non there. That's not
non there.
Non there.
AF.
To there.
Yeah, maybe he like expressed a little bit too much. On our last date, he basically spoke for an hour about how he is going to be a bad father. And I was like, this is not dinner conversation.
Wow.
For like an hour. So yeah.
So that ruined it for you?
Well, no, it didn't ruin it for me, but I was like, why? And then we just never spoke since. So I guess it just meh.
This, from what I hear, this is the most bizarre fucking dating relationship
I've
ever.
So intrigued.
It's so weird.
I'm so intrigued.
You're intrigued with what? Me?
I'm so intrigued. That's why it lasted so long, because I was like, what's happening here?
I still think that was a tactic. But if that was a tactic, Batman, hey, good job.
Yeah.
It worked.
But we haven't spoken since, so well, I guess it didn't work.
Yeah.
Because he didn't text me either. So I think probably he realized that he spoke maybe too honestly, and now he's embarrassed. Embarrassed?
Embarrassed?
He's embarrassed.
So honesty is not good.
I love honesty. I don't mind. I'm not embarrassed.
Embarrassed?
But he might be embarrassed.
Embarrassed? Well, so you're not embarrassed.
I'm not embarrassed.
But he's embarrassed.
He might be embarrassed.
So if he got back to you, say, hey, what's going on? I'm a bad
father. I would have been like, hey, okay.
Hi. Hey. So that's done.
Yeah, I guess.
Wow. Batman, what's going on, man?
Yeah, man.
I want to know the truth. The truth about the bat.
Yeah, so yeah, update. Hey.
It's so fucking weird. Anyways, you have the weirdest fucking relationship.
I love it. It's so much fun.
You're such a weird human being.
I know. Right. But you know what? Off topic.
Chicken butt.
Yes. And yeah. What do you think if we answer emails now? So that we, an email is being sent to us about the previous episode, maybe we can answer it and get it out of the way so that if we get too drunk, it's fine because we forget about it.
That sounds weird.
Hi.
Hi. What were we saying? Oh, that was so 100p. 100p.
Oh, no. 100p.
100p.
Oh, so 100p.
It was so 100p. Yeah, let's just get into the email. Fuck it. Yeah, okay. Here we go.
You just abandoned your point?
Fuck
jeez,
it.
I win. 1 point for me.
It's not.
I
not,
win.
We're not counting points.
I win. Hundo P.
This is going to go on for every episode now.
Oh, yeah.
Once I get obsessed with something.
Oh, jizz.
Jizz? Show title. Oh, jizz. You know what? No joke. That happens to me way too much. Okay.
Look. That happens to you way too much?
Absolutely. It's my sex life, okay?
What?
Oh, jizz.
Oh, jizz.
Oh, jizz. Undo P. Undo P. That's what I'm doing. I'm fucking the girl from behind, right? Undo P. Undo P.
Oh, jizz.
Oh, jizz.
Oh, wait. Is it like, oh, jizz? Or is it like, watch your face, jizz?
No, it's more like, oh, jizz. Like, I'm embarrassed, but also surprised. Oh, jizz. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. That's what I said.
No, well, that's not what I heard. You can contact me directly at STFU Old School for a night on the town.
Undo P.
And oh, jizz.
Hi.
Hi. All right. Let's get back into Piper the DJ.
Oh, right. The emails.
Okay, here we go. We got some more fact checking from him.
Oh, shit, yo.
While there are many websites dedicated into mind reading. Oh, we're going back to the mind reading thing because you're apparently a witch.
Oh, my God.
You got
called. I need to say something about that later. So keep talking. I'm going to go get a beer.
Okay.
I'm drinking all your beer.
Bitch.
Hi.
Hi. She's a fucking mooch. While there have been websites dedicated to mind reading, better known as telekinesis, there are no legitimate studies to support this talent that exists in humans.
Wait, to support or that they just never been made?
No, there is no legitimate study to support this.
Okay, so it could happen.
Are you familiar with the Amazing Randy?
No.
Okay. He's like a magician in the 60s. And he decided to say, okay, I will give $1 million for somebody who can prove that they're psychic.
You know? A million?
$1 million. Do you know how many people came forward and they actually proved?
Zero.
Zero.
Yeah,
zero. Sense. And he spent his whole life, this amazing Randy, debunking all these fucking...
But he was a magician?
Yeah. But that's why...
What an asshole.
No, no. Hold on.
Oh.
His like tagline is, I'm gonna fool you.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? I'm a fucking master of fucking imagery and shit, and I'm gonna fool you. He was an honest liar. He goes to
nice. Okay, yeah? Cool. So zero. Of course. It's not real.
Yeah. He fucking debunked everybody. And he used a word that is one of my three favorite words now to use.
Empath?
No, it's one of them.
Jizz?
Andupi.
Andupi.
Charlatan.
What?
I love that word.
I know you do.
You're a charlatan.
I know.
Do you know what that means?
It means you're a deceptioneer.
You're a con artist.
You're like, a deceptioneer.
Deceptioneer. You're a deceptioneer. Douchebagoneer. Yeah, you're a charlatan. It just seems like such an old person word, but so like...
Every time somebody says charlatan, because you're the only one.
Yeah.
I imagine one of those women in the Victorian times with a big dress.
You charlatan. You
charlatan. That's what I imagine.
I like charlatan, and I also like proclivity.
Yes, I heard the episode.
All
right. But no, of course, it's...
But the no, of course.
But no, of course. The psychic thing is all about knowing how to read people. You yeah. still have a talent.
Yeah, so it's more empath. Like yeah, you're reading
body language. You still have a gift.
Right.
But...
It's a gift of deception.
Yeah. You just know how to read people.
What
has
been...
I have that a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, you're good. You'd be a good FBI profiler.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No, because I talk out of my ass most of the time.
But I find...
So, like, the whole, like, the people would believe me,
yeah.
but it wouldn't be true.
I'm convinced that the profilers and the interrogators should all be women. Because women are the best at calling a bullshit.
Like, oh, yeah.
Women, it should strictly be a female profession.
I agree.
What has been studied...
Voice. Say a voice.
Hi.
Hi.
What had been studied are the facts that humans are creatures of habit. Therefore, machine learning... can utilize algorithms to recognize these patterns and potentially, quote, read your mind, unquote, with limited success.
Agreed.
The it's most true. Recent results. In June 2017, a machine predicted with 87% accuracy how a specific individual would react to a specific set of circumstances. In my opinion, there is still a significant margin of error with only 87% accuracy. Therefore, it still needs work.
87?
Yeah.
That's specific. I'm thinking of a number from 1 to 10. Think about it.
2.
No, you weren't supposed to say it.
You know it's right, though.
Yes.
I got it.
Yes. Right. Because it's always that. It's 2, 4, or 6.
I'm empath.
No, you're not.
All that said.
I would have said 4.
All that said, Charlie cannot project her desires onto other conscious beings.
That's impossible.
Sure, we are all subject to the power of suggestion, but her claimed human ability to read minds is false.
No, impossible.
All these circumstances, receiving text messages from people, receiving an email from me, phone calls, all coincidence.
No, impossible.
There is not valid explanation for these actions outside the realm of coincidence.
Impossible.
That's all for this week. Make sure to check out this. Make sure to check out the Soapbox making its debut on a brand new Trending Topics Network. The Soapbox is an opinion-based podcast not designed to change your opinion. It is designed to make you think about things in a different context. If you have an opinion and you think it has the chops, you are encouraged to join me on the Soapbox.
When is it?
I think that's a direct thing to you.
When is it coming out?
In a week.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, no, I'm a psychic.
Based on no evidence.
I do believe that if I'm feeling a certain way, people can... receive that information.
Yeah, because women are convinced that the universe revolves around them. So, for example, when something falls on the ground, they say, well, the universe is telling me I need to do this, right?
No, that's not what I meant. I meant that, let's say, if you're sad, yes. I'm going to feel like you're sad.
That's empathic. I'm empathic.
No, you're not.
Fuck you. I'm empathic.
No, you're not.
You don't know me then. I am a huge empath.
No, you're not. Hi.
Hi. All right.
Thank you, emails.
Thank you, emails.
Send me emails at thestfupodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, me too. While you're at it, you know, it's not only her show, just saying.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, it's in the show. Okay. I was overhearing my mom talking about...
Overhearing?
Overhearing. Well, I didn't really overhear.
Well, was she talking to you directly?
No, I wasn't direct. Okay. But she was talking about, she was doggy sitting.
Oh boy. I didn't know where that was going. She was doggy styling.
She was doing it doggy style. And as she was taking the ass, the guy said, oh, jizz. Oh, jizz. Under pee. So she's doggy sitting. Doing it doggy style.
Okay. To the doggy.
Yeah. She's receiving. Anyways, it's going fucking dark. All right. So she's talking about like how she's not a fan of the dog sleeping in the bed with her.
Of course.
She's like, no, fuck you, dog. You sit in whatever, in your doggy bed. You don't come onto the bed.
Yeah.
Because that's for humans. Yeah. And she's always been that. And I'm that way too. I'm like,
no.
I'd be like, no, get the fuck out of here.
You have your own little bed? Yeah. Go on your bed.
Get in your fucking bed. You don't get to sleep with me.
No.
It's not hygienic. The dog's licking its ass and fucking sleeps on your bed, you know?
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
Your hands are just as dirty, but yeah.
Well, I don't know where you're sticking your hands. Undo pee. Yeah, I wash my hands.
I do too. Mm. But there's still manipulation. Do you wash your hands every time you manipulate money?
You've asked me that before, and the answer is yes.
I don't believe you.
I don't believe you. Not believe me.
Okay. Bye.
So you agree?
I agree. The dog should not sleep on the bed.
I was convinced. I was convinced you were a dog on bed person.
No, never.
Wow.
No. My dogs, when we go to bed, it's, okay, guys, do-do. And then we go to, they know that they have to go in the room. And they each have their bed. They go each on their bed. I put the little gate up because it's, once you're in the room, it's do-do time.
Okay.
And they do not bark in the room.
Do they have a Casper bed? Did you see that they have
no,
these? No, they look cool, man.
I know.
It's apparently the most comfortable bed for dogs.
Oh.
You got to get one.
Yeah, maybe.
You should ask it for a birthday present. Because your dogs are your babies.
How much are they?
Like $70 or something?
Each have two dogs.
Yeah, whatever. Just you get two. Ask for one for each person.
Yeah, I guess. I don't have people that love me that much.
Nope, sorry.
Okay, so she was saying no?
Yeah. And I'm like, no. So people reach out. Does your dog sleep on your bed? Because that's fucking, I'm sorry, I'm not a fan of that.
No, me neither. But it's also, it's not even about like how dirty it is or whatever.
Yeah.
It's about the education of the dog. You are the alpha. You should be on the bed. And the dogs sleep near you, but they have their own little bed,
right,
which is lower. And then you decide when to get up, when to go to sleep. And they have no say.
Because if
my
not,
dogs have no say.
Because if not, they're gonna run the house. They're going to control it, right?
Exactly. They're going to bark. They're going to think that they're the alpha. My dogs go to bed when I go to bed, and they wake up when I wake up. Sometimes I wake up at 11 o'clock in the afternoon, in the morning. Sorry, close to the afternoon.
Right.
And my dogs do not say a peep to wake me up.
That's good.
Yeah. So
you got them trained.
Yeah. No, we have to. Or else I don't want to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning for them to go pee pee and eat.
Yeah.
No, I decide when.
That's good.
And they do. They never wake
me impressed.
Up. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. So if your dog wakes you up at 6 o'clock in the morning, you have not trained him well.
Yeah. Maybe you go look in the mirror.
Actually, can I give a trick?
Go.
To make them not do that?
Okay. So say if I got this dog and this dog won't fucking shut up and like gets me up at 6 a.m. He's like,
because they have to go out?
Yeah.
Whatever. Try giving them their food, but you eat, not for real, obviously, but you eat out of their bowl.
Okay.
So you grab the bowl and you go, so good. And you move the food in their bowl and you pretend to eat and you don't let them see you. So they think you're eating. Chances are they'll get very mad at you. That means that you have not trained them well and they think that they're the alpha. And then when you tell them you eat every time before them, they know that you're the first dog who eats is the alpha.
Okay.
So if you eat first and then they eat, that means you're the alpha.
Interesting.
So make sure you eat first and then they will not bother you.
Or unless they're like, oh, why is this idiot like moving food in my dish and not eating it?
Well, make sure that you do a very good reenactment of it.
What the fuck's this guy doing?
You could eat crackers too. Like, put crackers near their bowl and then pretend it's coming out of their bowl and eat it for real.
Okay.
They'll be like, what the? My dog got so mad the first time I did that. He would like hit his paws on my knees.
Oh, wow.
Like he jumped on me and was yelling at me. Like, how dare you eat before me?
Yeah.
He yelled, Tiller. Got so mad at me. And then he was fine. Then he was like, okay, I guess I lost this fight.
Yeah.
And never woke me
up again. It's all this body language that you just got to know how to talk like a dog, right?
Yep.
Because it's not a human being. Everybody tries to like baby their dog.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
You got some of it because I got a funny thing.
Go ahead, please.
All right. So, you know, I'm full of shit. Like a lot.
No.
And there's a lot of people that are going to call me out on my bullshit. There's like some close friends who know when I'm full of shit.
No.
C-Money's really good at it. You're pretty good at it. There's a couple people.
Yeah.
And so I've got this thing now where I go to Vancouver. Now, it's been a couple of years. I go twice a year for work.
Okay.
And there's a lot of employees there. There's about 300 people, right?
Oh, yeah. That's a big office, right?
Yeah. So they've gotten to know me. I mean, oh, really? I'm one guy, right? You know what I mean? So they know who I am. So, hey, old school, whatever. But I mean, there's 300 fucking people. Like, I don't know, half of these people. Like, half the time they're calling the phone. Like, I think I know who it is. Sometimes I don't. But when I see him in person, I have no idea.
Okay.
So, but 290 out of the 300 people, I don't know who I'm talking with. But they know me really well because I've had conversations with them, whatever.
Because you're the support guy.
Yeah. So I don't know them by face. I know them more by voice. And so there's a lot of times, hey, you know, I'll see in the hall or something. I'm there and, hey, old school. I'm like, hey, man, what's going on?
I hate that.
Hey, man, if you want to know if I don't know you, I'm letting out a secret here. If I call you man.
That means I have no idea who you
bud,
are.
Bud, dude, pal, bro, I don't know what the fuck your name is. I don't know who you are.
I'm the same way. People shouldn't wear name tags. All the time.
All
the fucking time. But I think it's a very common thing that you just don't know who people are. Like,
but are you a good bullshitter?
I am.
Can you like, hey, what's up, dude?
Absolutely.
Oh, I love doing that.
And I can read off people so I can like have a conversation with them and know like they think that I'm part of their
You've known
gang.
Them for a year.
Mm-hmm. That's because amazing. I have the group on Facebook where there's 300 people and I'm the admin.
Yeah.
So everybody knows me and they're all like, hey. Charlie, how are you? And I'm like, what's up, man?
How's everything, man? It's been so long.
I never know anybody's name. Never.
Yeah. Do other people have this?
I feel so bad.
No, you can't, man. There's only so many names you can remember. You know what I mean?
I guess.
And so,
but they remember yours.
Yeah, but I'm one guy.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm pretty easily identifiable too. You know what I mean?
Right.
I stand out in a crowd.
Right. With your red hair and shit.
Absolutely. And my fucking dreadlocks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a tall guy. I'm not a small guy. I'm usually the tallest guy in the elevator. I'm there. People know me. So yeah, I'm curious.
I completely agree.
I'm curious. Like,
I'm the same way. Hey, man, if anything, what's up, I'm probably worse.
Yeah.
I'm so bad with names.
Yeah. Faces, yeah. Not better.
Faces, I'll recognize that I've seen you before. I won't remember your name.
No.
At all.
At all.
At all. Hondopi.
At all.
But yeah. Okay, well.
I just want to make sure that like I'm not the only person who fucking does this.
No, you're not.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, pal? How you doing, dude? What's going on, man?
What's up, pal?
It's new with you, man.
Do you remember the first time we ever met?
Yes.
You do remember the first time we ever met?
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Oh, please tell me. I don't know.
We were at McDonald's.
Duh.
You were cash. I was in the kitchen. I said, hey, my name's Old School.
Did you just start before or after me?
Before. You're okay. After. Yeah. You had your hair.
My hair?
Your hair was like wrapped up and you had two like pigtails.
Oh, I used to do that all the time.
You had the two little pigtails like you're fucking 12 years old.
Yeah. I used to do that all the time.
Yeah.
With a little hairnet.
Yeah.
So ugly. Back then.
Yes.
I used to do the pigtails. You're totally right. But like in buns, right? Like two buns?
Yep. Two buns. And you love flannel. Like every old picture I have with you is flannel.
Michelle. I've never had flannel. I started wearing flannel now.
Oh, yeah. It was like checkered shirts.
No, like that. That's now too.
Hold on one second.
I used to wear polo shirts a lot.
Pretty sure it's flannel.
I was pretty hot back then. But one thing that I used to wear all the time, mm-hmm. that I very much regret it is, remember those half caps? It's like a cap, like a baseball cap,
okay.
But without the top.
Okay.
I used to wear those all the time.
Why?
Because, I don't know. Because I like them.
You're one of those, huh?
I do not miss those caps.
Hold on. Is this flannel?
Show me.
No, it's not flannel. It's a polo. It's a polo.
It's a polo. Yeah. No, that's a shirt. That's a button-up shirt.
Okay. But you used to wear that kind of stuff.
Yeah, button-up shirts baggy, and polos.
Baggy button-up shirts, yeah.
Yeah. So, no, they weren't baggy at all.
No.
You 100% do not remember. I used to wear baggy pants, but not baggy shirts. I used to wear those caps.
I remember the caps, yeah.
You remember the caps?
I remember the caps.
Oh my God, they were so bad. I don't miss those caps. I saw one the other day in the street.
Okay.
And I'm like, please don't tell me those are coming back.
You got plenty. Do you still have a closet full?
No, I threw everything away.
Okay.
But there's no way. I'm trying to remember what you used to wear that was like...
Like the same thing.
Yeah, you used to wear the same thing.
I've not changed my style in 28 years.
I think it's time that you go to like H&M or something.
You never know. I think I should. Get all fucking hipster and shit.
Is there a fashion trend that you like do not miss? That you used to see around and you're like...
The pants that go down to the ankles? What's that?
It still exists though.
That is the stupidest thing. why can't you wear your pants at a normal length?
Yeah. And emos don't exist either.
Emos are done? They retired?
Yeah, they became hipsters.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they wear color and everything now.
Not a fan of the man bun.
Oh, I kind of like the man bun.
You like the man bun?
Yeah, it's weird.
What?
Yeah, it's weird.
That is weird.
Yeah, a little bit though. I prefer the longer hair, but it's just like there, like the shaved sides with the longer hair on the top.
Huh.
But if it happens to have a man bun from time to time, I'm okay with it.
Wow. Huh.
Yeah.
Shaved sides, long hair, slick back.
It doesn't have to be slick back.
Okay.
I don't like gel.
No.
But just like...
You're very specific.
I know.
You are very specific. Wow.
Is there something from when we were younger that you miss?
Like a style thing?
No, it doesn't have to be a style. Just like something specific.
Yeah, Hubba Bubba Cola.
What? How many syllables did you just say?
Hubba Bubba Cola.
Hubba Bubba Cola?
Do you know the gum, Hubba Bubba?
Yeah.
They had a soft drink.
They had a soft drink?
Yeah, it was a pink soft drink.
Ew.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Was it?
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
It was great. I enjoyed it.
Did you ever ask why did they stop making it?
Yeah, because it was
causes cancer?
No, it was like a giant thing of sugar. Fuck.
I don't remember that at all.
If you put gum in a soft drink, like how good is that for you?
Oh, gross. It's
pretty bad. I also miss the old Barbie Barnes.
Old?
Yeah, because
it's not racist.
Sorry. I apologize in advance. The views expressed, whatever. The views and opinions expressed in the show. Okay, so Barbie Barnes is the fucking best, okay?
Okay.
If you're not local, you don't understand. It's a rib place. It was like this barn.
Do they not have those places?
They have the place, but they changed all the... Like, these Asians bought like the restaurants.
Oh.
And they fucking ruined it. They like generic ribs. It's not the same type of ribs. It's like side ribs. It's fucking like all fatty and like not... The sauce isn't the same.
Really? I didn't know that.
They ruined it. When I was a kid, my mom's like, we're going to Barbie Barnes. I'm like, my day is set. They were so fucking good. Saucy ribs. I like a saucy rib. I don't like a dry rib.
Like Baton Rouge?
Baton Rouge is my new Barbie Barnes. But they had this tangy fucking dark like charcoal sauce thing. I don't know. It was just so fucking good.
Are you sure it was Barbie Barnes and not Barbie's? Wasn't there a rib place called Barbie's or something?
Listen, I'm a fat guy. I know my food. I know my food history, okay? I know how this shit works.
I don't remember that at all.
Barnes. Best.
Okay.
And now the Asians ruined it.
The views and expressions of this STFU podcast are solely of those.
But here's a funny thing. Here's a funny thing, okay? I was hanging out with, I think it was a coworker I got now. I used to be a coworker with. She was friends with C-Money's wife.
Panama?
No, C-Money's wife.
Used to, oh, really?
Yeah.
Wife. We didn't even know her back then. Okay.
No, I knew them back then. They, okay. They knew, I found out they knew each other. I'm like, oh, I know you, you know, I know.
Small world.
I know her, you know. So anyways, I said this like thing about the Barbie Barnes thing. I think C-Money was there and he's like, what the fuck are you doing, you know? But then she came in and she said the same thing. Oh yeah, the Asians ruined it. She was Asian. And she said the Asians ruined
That's
it.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm like, my point has been proven. I'm not
and
racist.
She's Asian?
And she's Asian.
She's your soulmate.
If I could get with that girl, life complete. She is fucking gorgeous. I work with her now. She's so hot.
Oh, it's the person that you work with?
Yeah, the person. Oh, every time she walks in, da-da-da-da.
All Asians, they all know each other.
Yeah.
You know what I miss?
Them all. What do you miss?
Pen pals.
Pen pals.
Do you remember pen pals?
Yeah, I used to send like literally letters to like third world countries and they get back to you like 8 months later.
No, not third world countries.
Yeah, you send it
to... No, it was like a part of a magazine.
Okay.
Well, mine was. It was like the 7 magazine. What's it called? 17 magazines for teens?
You're so fucking lame.
Yo.
Lame.
And then you would open and then there would be just like so unsafe. Just name and addresses of children.
Jesus.
And then you would like pick one. And like go write letters to them.
Like pedo friendly. What the fuck?
Now that I'm saying it out loud,
as a pen pal?
No, and I was never on the website.
Okay,
but
thank God.
I like wrote letters to people.
And did they go back to you?
Yeah.
Because they had a school thing with that where you could like email from people in another country.
Email.
You
had
a,
Talk about the four internets.
No, I'm sorry. It's just
how old are you?
Actual fucking snail mail, I mean. You can snail mail like people in other countries, and the two schools would be linked. So then you can email. Oh, I keep saying email. You can send them a letter, and they send you back a letter.
Oh, no. I've never been. This was like people randomly. And I couldn't even tell you what their names are because I literally was, hi, it's my name's Charlie. What is your name? I go to school to da-da-da-da. And you would like, anyone could, now that I'm saying it out loud, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's just pedo fucking ville.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
But I do miss it though.
Times have
just
changed.
Just like being connected to somebody else that you don't even know. Now it's like, oh, let's go Facebook him and stalk him or her.
And she does that.
I don't.
She does.
I don't.
One thing I regret, in grade school, we had one of those rock time capsule things.
Yes.
Okay.
Rock.
It was like under a giant rock, and they opened it in the year 2000.
Ooh.
And it was like from the 80s.
Why, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I didn't go. I had to work. And so I always wanted to know what I put.
What do you mean? You never been? Like you never went to get the rock again?
I couldn't find it. No, what happened was, like, they had the thing, they gave the stuff, and then I tried to find the person who had it, but then the school closed. So, and then everything got, like, thrown out.
You have no idea where it is?
I don't know where it is, I don't know who has it, or it probably got thrown out by now, but I couldn't.
What do you mean, who has it? Think that they dug it up?
They did, that's the thing. So they had an event where they dug it up.
Oh my God.
And everybody went, and I couldn't go, I had to work.
Fuck, I would have called in sick 100%.
I tried to, like, talked to the person who organized it and never got back to me. And then so I never found out.
No way.
Never found out.
That sucks. That would like haunt me.
Who can say when I...
We still didn't know all the words. Oh so my I'll God. I'll
never know. I will never know.
Every year I tell myself I want to put a capsule.
Let's do it. You want to do it for the show?
Well, I'll be dead by then.
What, like in a week?
You want to open it in a week?
No. Let's put some of our recordings and just like random stuff and how we picture ourselves in 30 years.
Each other a letter?
Yeah. Write a letter to your 30-year-old like later self.
So 60-year-old?
Yeah, your 60-year-old.
Oh boy.
Yeah, and be like, hey, 60-year-old, I think this has happened.
Okay.
And then we'll bury it. And then when we're 60, we'll go and get it.
So this is assuming that we'll still be friends.
I think so.
You think so?
Yeah.
That's odd.
I don't know if we'll be in the same city or whatever, but I think we'll still keep in contact.
Okay, we'll see. Okay, where are we burying it?
We got to find a place. It's got to be a public place.
In the river?
So I'm going to go scuba diving.
Okay, we can do it. Write myself a letter, put it in a case, and go.
Or leave it with somebody like...
No, I'm not leaving it.
Or FedEx it to yourself in 30 years.
You can't do that.
You can't do that like Back to the Future?
Can you?
I want to know.
Can okay. you?
That, I'm gonna, There's no way. We're going to do some research if you could do the Back to the Future FedEx thing.
There's no way.
Well, they'll hold it for 30 years and then send it.
There's no way.
I'm curious if they can do it.
There's no way.
Must be expensive.
It's going to cost you like $1 million.
It's worth it.
Shit, I have to research it now.
We'll look it up.
Okay.
We'll find a place to do it and we're going to do it. But you don't think we'll know each other? You don't think we'll know? No? Wow.
I'll be dead. Hopefully.
You think you'll be dead by 60?
I think I'll be dead by 60.
Wow.
Yeah, I think so. Like, if I take from my father, I probably will be. We'll see.
Well, on that raising the bar of happiness note.
I'll be happy. I just will die. Okay. Strictly Platonic?
Yeah.
I totally have one. I'm excited.
Let's do it.
I have 7, but some of them are shorter.
Okay.
I have 7 for you. And you have to pick the best one. You ready? The first one. I'm imagining the music in the background.
What are you talking about? The music is in the background.
I hear it. Private backyard and pool for nudists.
Yes.
We are a male couple willing to share our secluded urban oasis where you could hang out, relax, sunbathe in the nude, as well as enjoy skinny dipping.
Ooh.
Every guest's privacy and safety will be respected. The same courtesy is expected in return. If you're interested in weekdays, non-sexual gatherings intended for men, women of all race between 20 and 55 years old.
What if you're 56?
Impossible. That are discreet, safe, and sane, do not hesitate to contact us for more information, whether you are a first-timer or an experienced nudist. We usually reply to all requests within 24 hours. So if you don't get anything in your inbox, please check your spam and junk folder or trash, as emails sent through Craigslist might be filtered through your email provider. P.S. Pics are from the web. Their pics weren't real.
No, okay.
That's the first one.
Okay.
Ready? Number two.
Number two.
We didn't even do our Strictly Platonic song.
Strictly Platonic.
Ouija and friend.
Ouija and friend?
Ouija.
Ouija?
Ouija.
Like the board?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I am a man aged 49 and am looking for a female friend or male. I enjoy female company or male.
Or male.
And especially would like to meet a spiritual minded woman.
Or man. Male.
Not in the Christian sense.
Yeah.
I seek a medium-like woman, or man,
or man,
with which to experience the Ouija board.
Ooh.
I am open to other spiritual experiences as well. I do not care about your age, or weight, or looks. I am interested in what I cannot see, so I may see.
Ooh.
There is much missing in my life, and I am looking to make it whole.
With a Ouija board?
Yep.
Okay.
Open to meet for coffee first.
Yeah, it sounds like open to meet cocks. that went down real quick.
If you are a woman or man who would take a chance on this friendship and you believe in karma, I believe you will be well rewarded. I cannot believe I'm doing this, but I do not know what else to do.
I was trying to hold it.
Hilarious. That was perfect. Facilitator for young men.
Facilitator? Ooh, say more.
I have a lifetime. I spit all over the place.
What the fuck, dude?
Of experience and skills. And I am open to sharing my knowledge and guidance.
Fuck, here we go.
Absolutely discreetly.
You better.
You are 24 to 45, normal, successful guy.
Or man.
Very shy.
Oh, that's me.
And probably self-conscious.
A little bit.
Who has not explored much outside of your comfort zones.
Ooh, that's pretty much, he's calling me right now.
You have lots of fantasies.
I do.
And interests you have not been able to try out.
It's true.
You also have a tendency to slack and procrastinate in your life, both professionally and socially, and you are looking to change.
Okay.
You take care of yourself in fair shape.
In.
In. I'm looking to be a mentor type.
Okay.
I will help you explore sexually.
Oh, here we go. Platonic, though.
Push you out of your comfort zone and make you more complete. I can also help keep you on track at work if you procrastinate or slack, and punish you and make sure you stay on track.
He's a bad piggy.
He's a bad piggy.
He's a bad piggy.
You're a bad sissy piggy.
Bad sissy piggy.
I am focused, mature guy, 60, who can help you explore and grow. If you are serious, contact me with your full stats and information.
Full stats?
Yeah.
What's with the 60-year-old guys with fucking Kijiji, man?
I feel bad because they're all so like.
And they all want 24-year-old fucking dudes, right? Mm-hmm. What the fuck?
I love how
man?
He said if you are a young guy for younger men, 24 to 45.
I'm in there.
Okay. Sell me your socks.
Wasn't expecting that.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
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 Looking for someone interested in selling me a pair of your dirty gym and work socks.
Okay.
Completely NSA. Platonic and discreet.
NSA. Not safe. No. Security. Not selling ass. No. What's NSA? NSA is like, as in the government organization? Like.
It wasn't in our list last week.
Whatever.
No strings attached.
Okay, gotcha.
Of course we had to go and check it out. Not looking for anything else. Reply with pick and price. Serious only, please, thanks.
Well, I'm gonna sell my fucking socks, dude.
Yeah, man. How much are you willing to pay, bitch?
Seriously.
Shit.
I got Dr. Scholl's, too. They're fucking, like, real good socks. Yeah, good circulation.
Someone to play pogo and chat with?
Pogo? Pogo is in, like, you plug my asshole with a stick? Like, I don't...
Yes.
Yes?
I still play pogo.
Okay. Oh, I get it. Okay, it's the ball thing and you fucking jump on it. Okay.
And it's more fun with someone to walk with. If you want to meet up once in a while and fill up our bags...
Oh, here we go.
Let me know. FYI, I can walk for hours. But we don't have to do that. LOL.
Oh... I hate LOLs in a fucking description. Fuck.
Please let me know a bit of yourself so that I can get a sense about you and if we have much to talk about. Hobbies? Education? Favorite TV shows? Thanks.
No. Just because he said LOL, he's out. Fuck that guy.
Two more.
Yeah, I'm always ready.
Heading to college?
No.
Let me do your homework for you.
Okay.
I'm a 28-year-old geek with a master's degree who absolutely loves doing homework for women and men.
Okay.
I spent the past 4 years doing every single homework assignment for a girl as she was completing her degree. I did her homework. She got time to relax. Wow, Jesus, why didn't get that fucking deal? Wow. On an average week, we'd meet once a week. And she'd either watch TV, spend time online, or hang out with her friends or boyfriend as I wrote her papers for her.
Really? Why? Does he get off on doing homework?
That's amazing.
But I don't, like, what's the benefit?
What are my expectations?
Yeah.
You ask?
Yeah.
Basically, I want you to treat me as your intellectual bitch.
Okay.
The last girl I worked for used to make me clean her room... and would occasionally lend me out to her friends and roommates. Oh my god. I've worked for girls in the past who used to randomly whip me for typos and stuff like that. Although I proofread my work thoroughly, so typos are rare.
Okay, so it's a domination thing.
I guess. Essentially, I want you to take charge and treat me like your property. I could totally do this for you, dude.
Wow.
I can provide work samples as needed as well. If you're interested or curious, I will respond to every inquiry.
That, you know what? And I'm sure this guy's like a... He's probably a manager or something. Or like he's in a powerful position. Because this I've heard of this a
28.
Lot. Yeah, but he's probably like a very successful guy. But he likes to not be in control. He likes the domination. That's kind of fucked up. But like... It's totally cool for the chick. I mean...
Oh my god, I would love that.
You literally treat a guy like a piece of shit. He does your homework and that's how he gets off.
That's amazing.
Wow.
And last one.
Okay.
Rope and bondage workshop.
Ooh, a workshop. It's good to know. FYI.
Hosting a hands-on nudist instructional workshop Saturday, June 3rd.
Fuck.
Strictly no play.
No play.
Potluck dinner to follow.
Potluck dinner. Come for the bondage, stay for the potluck. Stay for the deviled eggs. That is so fucking
This was
rad.
In Ottawa, by the way, right next to our home.
Get out of here. I want to go for the potluck.
Would you like to go into a private backyard and pool for nudists at somebody's house?
Would you
like to Ouija and friend?
Ouija's okay.
Would you like to be the guy for this mentor?
No.
Sex mentor? Would you like to sell socks?
The socks is up there.
Would you like to go to Pogo?
Pogo? No, because he said LOL. Fuck that guy. So socks, Ouija. Okay.
Would you like to get somebody to do your homework for you?
It's like a fucking no-brainer. Like.
Or attend a workshop.
Well, the workshop, I'd be more interested in the potluck later. So the potluck, so I'm open to that. I'm a huge fan of potluck. I like potluck. Because again, everybody brings their own dishes. Yeah, because you eat three fucking things. Like for everybody else who fucking...
No, I have to make something? Fuck you. You have to make me something.
you're such a fucking piece of shit. I love potluck. So, fuck, potluck. Like the bondage thing, I'd just be like, yeah, I'm just here for the potluck. Like, You tie me up no, if you, you want, but...
You have to be tied up.
Yeah, well, no.
You have to learn. You have to learn.
Yeah, I'll tie people up. I'm okay with that. Like, if I had a chick that I dated and she wanted that, I would do it.
Really?
Yeah, I'd tie her up.
Oh, man, I'd be so weirded out.
I'd be cool with that. No,
I'd be like, sure, I guess.
To me, I'd be flattered that she would let me into that world, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
What if that world was like, make love with a cactus or something?
Well, but just she gets the cactus, or do I have to, like, interact with the cactus?
Well, yeah, you have to play with the cactus, too.
But what do I got to do with it?
Well, you know, you have to, like, use it.
Yeah, but it's all prickly, like,
mm-hmm.
stick it up my ass or something? Like,
I don't know. Whatever she wants you to do, I guess.
Depends what I'm doing with the cactus.
Would you be honored then?
I'd be a little like, okay, but what am I doing with the cactus exactly? Like, am I picking myself with it? Like, if I'm doing harm to myself, no, probably not.
But if you're doing harm to her?
If she's into it, yeah.
Oh, that's wrong.
Whatever.
In my opinion, that's wrong.
I don't think it's wrong. I think everybody has their own fucking thing. Like, there's a lot of weird shit that people, like, the choking thing, I would probably be a little leery about.
Yeah, but you're not actually supposed to choke.
No, but there's a certain way to do it or whatever.
It's weird.
But even being rough, it would take me aback a bit. It would depend what it is. But the bondage... Like
that guy that kicked my ass.
Yeah. But the bondage thing is like, you know, it's just they want to be tied up or something.
Yeah, but you have to do it like a specific way, I think. You have to like learn, well, go to classes and workshops.
Wait, you got potluck after. No, but like if it's an investment, like here's the thing, right?
An investment?
Well, I think it's an investment in a relationship because if you show that kind of dedication, that you're going to get that back.
Yeah.
Right? You know?
Okay. I have a question.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Got to get that back. How?
Well, like you do stuff I would like, you know, like maybe like role play and stuff, you know, dress up like a Japanese school
girl. Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying? Like
no.
She's 18, of course. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know?
What if the girl wants...
Or like naughty teacher? That'd be cool.
What if the girl absolutely wants to date other people and wants you to date other people too?
Okay.
But like polygamous.
If it's other women, I would be fine with it.
But not other men?
No, I wouldn't want
What's the difference?
It's a guy thing. I wouldn't like it.
What's the difference?
I wouldn't want a woman to date another guy. But other women, I'm actually would be fine with it.
Why?
Because I don't see it as a threat.
You don't see it as a threat?
Yeah.
It's more of a threat.
Not at all.
Oh, yes it is.
I'd be cool with it. Even if she left, I'd be like, oh, whatever. I'd be okay. Just in my eyes, I don't see another woman as an issue. No, not at all.
That's funny.
The only thing I would be like, if I know her, that's a problem.
Okay.
And I don't want to know about it.
Oh, well, no. If it's a polygamous relationship, you don't have to know about it, but it's pretty open.
No, but I mean like, you know, I fucking licked this girl, whatever, licking.
Oh, no, not details.
Yeah,
details.
No, that's it, yeah.
No, but, I agree.
But if she wanted to go with another woman, I'd be go for it.
And you wouldn't be jealous?
Not at all. Zero.
I'm surprised.
With a guy, yes, I would be.
Why?
It's just, I don't know, it's just with a guy, it's different for me.
Twitter, let me know.
But if she wanted to go with another girl, I wouldn't care.
That's surprising.
I wouldn't
care. Okay, cool.
With a woman once in a while or something, then
once in a while, just get it out of your system.
You know, yeah, once in a month, you know, once a month, once every couple months.
Once in a month.
Whatever the fuck.
Not a period.
No, well, yeah, maybe she does it on her period. I don't know.
Oh, gross.
But it's like the double, there must be a thing where they both lick each other on their period.
Oh, no, please. No.
What is it called? Fucking Blood River? Is it Blood River Licking? Blood River Licking show title.
Undoopy.
But yeah, I would have no. Actually, I'm curious with Twitter if they would care. But it like if they would be okay with an open relationship.
I definitely wouldn't care, but that's because I'm just an open person.
To have,
what if like the girl is like hot, like a Pamela Anderson back in her day?
I'd be turned on. I think it'd be cool.
But you don't see it.
I just to know, but it'd be hot too.
That's weird.
Yeah, okay. I think it's cool.
All right, so Twitter. I would love to know your.
Where are we going? We went undope, we went licking vaginas or something. And
yeah, what were we doing?
Where the fuck did we go?
Oh, no, you were choosing which one you like. Okay, the bondage workshop. So you have to choose one?
If I was in a relationship and the girl asked me to go to the workshop and then I'd have to bring deviled eggs.
To bring deviled eggs.
I'm going Ouija board. I think Ouija board's kind of... Bye. Hi. I think Ouija board's good. Homework guy.
Homework guy?
No, fuck socks guy. Yeah, I want to get money.
Yeah, man, for sure.
I don't have any homework anymore. If I had homework, I'd do that guy. Well,
I think I would do socks, too.
Socks is awesome.
I wonder how much he's willing to pay.
Dude, I got smelly feet, man. That'd be perfect. Right up my alley, fuck.
Oh, that's gross.
He's paying top dollar, man.
And wait, let me see. Does it have a sex? Is he looking for a specific type of sock?
Well, you said working men out. There you go. Done. Hey, socks guy. STFU old school. Let's do a transaction. You want some sweaty fucking socks?
Sweaty?
Sweaty.
You
after,
want some sweaty socks?
Dude, I was walking 10K the other day. You do not want to smell that shit, but if you're into that, fucking give me a shout.
All right, fine.
Sweaty socks.
Sweaty socks.
Sweaty socks. On no pee. So we're ending it here?
We are.
All right, fuck you. It's over.
No, wait. Whoa. Final thoughts?
Oh, yeah, final thoughts. Let's close the show. Fuck you. It's over.
This show, it's not our first episode. Yeah, it's like we don't know how to start. We don't know how to fucking end.
We're fucking terrible.
Thoughts? Final thoughts? Wait, yeah. That's not it.
No.
You say this part.
That's not it. Plugs.
Oh, yeah.
And final thoughts.
Okay. If you want to contact us and let us know if you would be jealous if your girlfriend dated another girl.
No, they fucked around with another girl once in a while. You know, that's what
no,
she was
dated.
Into.
I said dated.
You? Oh, hold on. We did not say date.
Yes, polygamous. That means she wants to date other people.
Okay, but long-term relationship?
No,
just like once.
No,
fuck around, like a side thing.
Yeah, but like it could be 2 years.
Yeah, I wouldn't care. I'd be okay
I
with
don't
it.
Believe you.
I swear to God, I'd be okay with it.
I do not believe
no,
you.
No, I'd be okay with it.
At the STFU podcast on Twitter, let us know what you think. Hashtag, are you jealous? Are you jealous?
Are you with a letter R?
Yeah, are you jealous? And you could also write us an email if you have a little bit longer to tell us at the STFU.
A little bit longer what?
To tell us.
You have a little bit longer to tell us.
A little bit longer to tell us on the subject.
Oh, okay. You just said... A little longer to tell us. That doesn't make any sense.
It does to me. And all I count is me. Yeah. At the stfupodcast@gmail.com. You could also listen to us and subscribe on iTunes and Google Play and YouTube and stfupodcast.
And while you're on that site, check out the Amazon link in the top right-hand corner
of
the screen.
Yes, please.
Because when you buy your stuff, no more additional cost to you. You click on the link, you buy your stuff, and you show the show a little bit support.
Oh, shit. Rhymes.
Yeah. Give us a couple of pennies. We thank you very much for your support.
Hundo P.
Hundo P. That's it. Fuck you, Hundo P.
Don't be a tot.
Don't be a tot.